Good morning, everybody. It's Zach Epperson here with your daily local sports update. Starting off this morning with the results of boys high school basketball action this weekend. On Saturday, John Hardin defeated Marion County 57-51 to win the 2A Section 3 championship. The Bulldogs will move on to the 2A state championships in Owensboro next weekend. Also on Saturday, Fort Knox defeated Bergen 65-50. Tonight in boys basketball action, Elizabethtown will be at home hosting Hart County. In girls high school basketball action tonight, Central Hardin will be at Hart County, Grayson County will host Ohio County, and Breckenridge County will be at Trinity of Whitesville. Shifting now to college basketball over the weekend, in men's college basketball, the Kentucky Wildcats defeated Alabama at home, winning that game 76-67. Meanwhile, the Louisville Cardinals went on the road to South Bend and defeated the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, winning 67-64. The Western Kentucky Hilltoppers defeated rival Middle Tennessee, winning 69-53. And for women's college basketball yesterday, the number 14th ranked Kentucky Wildcats defeated Florida on the road 65-45. And the number 7th ranked Louisville Cardinals defeated Wake Forest, winning 75-61. In professional sports over the weekend, the Nashville Predators defeated the Winnipeg Jets on the road, winning 1-0. Tonight in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers will be at home taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 o'clock. And after a wild weekend of NFL postseason action, conference championship games are now set. And what an upset it was on Saturday for the Tennessee Titans as they knock off the number one seed in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens, on the road. The Titans win that game 28-12 to advance to the AFC title game. And that's going to do it for your sports update for this Monday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.